I got invited to a Snoop Dogg event. So I smoked some stuff with Snoop. And I told him how much I loved his packaging for his brand. Tommy Chung picked up our product as a Chung's Choice product.
iHemp Michigan is a member-based organization backing hemp farmers, seed cultivators, processors, manufacturers, and hemp businesses statewide. Our members are engaged in defining the path to success of industrial hemp from seed to sale and beyond. We are committed to empowering hemp farmers, fueling industry leaders, and educating consumers to ensure hemp flourishes in the Midwest. Our focus is influencing responsible and fair regulation, providing grower education, and enabling full access to the evolving marketplace. iHemp Michigan advocates for wellness in people and the planet through hemp, and it begins with the farmer. Now, on to our show.
Welcome to the iHemp Hour. My name is Dave Crabill. iHemp Michigan's mission is to educate, inform, and promote the research, development, and cultivation of industrial hemp. We're joined today with a special guest, Tanya Mora, and we're going to get to her in a second. First, I want to say welcome to my cohorts, Blaine Bechtold from iHemp and Mike Brennan from Michigan MI Marijuana Report. What's going on, Blaine?
My first? Am I up? All right. Well, today is a special day today.
Quick intros and
part of my surprise there. So
yeah, I see that.
So today's a special day today. Does anybody know what today is? What special day this is today? All right, everybody. Okay, so we will reveal that at 12:30 and let you know what today's special day is.
Very cool. Anything special in your life today, Mike?
Well, just some special news and some not so special news for the hemp community in regards to infused products, that sort of thing. But yeah, we'll
talk about that.
We'll save that for the bottom of the hour. Yes.
Excellent. All right, Blaine, why don't you introduce our guests? And
all right. Well, it's a pleasure today to have Tanya Mora on the show today. She's with Swede Dreams. Tanya, I got a chance to meet and get to know her very well while we attended the Rainbow Farm event this last weekend. Quite an interesting event there for sure. If you haven't attended there, it's an interesting event. There's going to be a couple other things that are going to be coming up this year. We'll let you know about those as they approach. But the Rainbow Farms is a farming little area. What do we want to call it? Camping. They do a lot of camping there. Has quite a history to it if you want to look that up. But it's near Vandalia, Michigan. And Greg Healy was a gracious, gracious host, allowed us to have a booth there. Gary Healy was a gracious host and allowed us to have the booth down there to do our educational outreach for industrial hemp and let everybody know about the expo coming up. And Tanya was my, I guess what we want to call it, booth neighbor, whatever we want to call that there. So we had a couple of days to get to know them, talk to each other. And I thought, man, what she does and what she has been doing would really be a great topic to have on the show today. So, Tanya, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Tanya, I always like to, it's always interesting to know how people got involved in what they're doing and related to hemp and the cannabis. So kind of give us your background a little bit. How did you get involved in this? What perked your interest to get involved in this?
Well, in 2011, late 2011, I left the Department of Corrections. I also volunteer at the VA hospital, and I noticed that a lot of my veterans were going home with grocery bags full of prescriptions, and they didn't like it. They complained about, you know, being sent home for the next 2 to 3 months and just sitting around lethargic because of all the medications that they're on. And then my aunt ended up in the hospital with kidney failure because her doctor had her on 18 different prescriptions. Hmm. So it angered me. And I was already, once I left the Michigan Department of Corrections, I went and started working as a trimmer for a few people that I knew that grew. And then from there, I had a great opportunity with the Hydro Giant owner, Martin Yono, who allowed me to work in every aspect of the industry. So not only did I work as a grower. I worked in the hydroponic store. I worked in the doctor's office. I worked in the provisionary centers. So I got a really good feel for the industry. And from there, I had a friend who works at a really big pharmaceutical company as a chemist. And I told him my idea about blending cannabis tincture oil with other essential oils, other plant-based products. And it took about 3 years to develop our 6 lotions. They're all organic. We did our due diligence, making sure that none of them would counteract medications. So from there, we just kind of grew. And now I have not only the brand, but I'm really big into education. So we opened up a storefront that sells plant-based products along with educational classes. So we have seating for about 20 to 30 people. And we do public and private sector education for bud tenders, growers, physician-only events, and also the public to help them know how to buy safe products.
So where can people find your products? You've probably got a website as well, but also you have a storefront. So where can people find you and your products?
We are located at 27552 Schoolcraft Road in Livonia. We're right on the corner of Redford and Livonia cities, right off the highway of 96. We're in a shopping plaza right there, and we will be advertising soon on Google Maps and our website, which is sweetdreams.com, for the educational classes. The Michigan Canna nurses are going to be teaching some of our classes, along with AGEM, which is the American Journal for Endocannabinoid Medicine. They participate in our physician-only events. And then we have a licensed social worker here as well to make sure that we're doing our social equity and social enterprise part of the industry.
So you're right by Schoolcraft College then, right?
Yep, that's right down the road. Yes. I think it's like 4 or 5 miles away.
Okay.
Excellent. What year did you get started with the business?
It would be, I'm probably November of 2011. And then we LLC'd and started retail. Again, it took me about 3 years to develop the products to make sure, you know, we did our due diligence. And each product targets a specific area of the body. So 2011, we were LLC'd in 2015. And then we just opened up Salute Synergy, which is our educational plant-based storefront. And that was last year, 2021. So it'd be January.
So if they're looking for the store, then they're going to look not for Sweet Dreams. They're going to look for...
Right. Salute Synergy. Sweet Dreams is the brand, and then Salute Synergy is the brick and mortar.
Looks like there's a few other locations that you offer it through Holistic Way and Wayne and...
Some of the dispensaries we pulled our products out of, not to be rude, but their dispensaries were not medically based. They're more for rec. So we are in a couple chiropractic offices, massage therapy and yoga studios. And then of course we do our events, like we did with Rainbow Farms for the Love Fest this last weekend.
Have you found that, it's cool that you're educating bud tenders. It'd be nice if we got a lot of engagement with that. Cause I've walked into some dispensaries and asked some questions that I thought were pretty basic, and I got deer in the headlights looks.
Yes. Yes. The industry as a whole has a few bumps in the road that we need to kind of flatten out. One of them is the bud tenders and the growers. There's certain things, for instance, the lead and flint that lead gets into the plant tissue structure. And then when it's heated, so if they're smoking the bud, the lead turns into chlorophyll. So now you're smoking chlorophyll, which obviously is not good for you. So there's a few things, synthetic products, pesticides that, I would suggest that growers try to grow as organically as possible. I know we do. It's healthier. Some people aren't thinking of the medical side. I get the rec side, but there's two different sides, and
like Blaine works with people a lot on, was it GMP?
Certifying for good,
best practices. Cause I've seen, and I've experienced myself where, if you're growing large quantities of CBD, you pull it off, you hang it in the barn, I always wondered about that. It's like that whole chain of custody and what can happen to the product in those different stages.
Yes. I think the big one, as far as the flower goes and inhaling, is molds. And pesticides that are sprayed on the plant. It's best to use an organic pesticide. But a lot of it, the mold, the white mold and mildew, can get trapped in your lungs. And then, I know a few people that have ended up in the hospital over it. So, there's not only a call for education to help people, know how to look for safe product. So you've got the education side, but as growers, we need to make sure that they're doing their part, for the medical industry.
I have a question for you. Is what you're doing in a physical classroom something that could also be done as virtual training?
Absolutely. We're hoping that we can do live streams on our social media as well as in class. Now the bud tenders, usually that is through a provisionary center. They send a group, we educate, and then they go back. And we also are developing, with our partnership with the American Journal of Endocannabinoid Medicine, bud tenders, growers, and physicians will all have kind of like a cheat sheet booklet, to help them.
Go ahead. You broke up there. I wasn't sure if you were done there. But the reason I ask that question is we're setting up 420 Academy, which is a virtual training platform. And so we'd be interested in working with you, license some of your stuff from you to offer it, because we've been working on this for a while. I won't name the names because we haven't announced it yet. We have several companies that will be working with us to help us distribute this. It'll all be done on a virtual platform, making it easy, and you can do it at on demand at whatever it fits into your schedule. So after the show, if you want to talk about that, I'll give you more details.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, we need a lot of education. And that's one of the things that concerns me is, I'm all in favor of the small craft enterprises and, people building a business, but it scares me that Big Pharma is going to take this over because they already have it figured out, Once they know that there's profit in it and there's the risk goes away, we're risk takers. But Joel just chimed in, standards, and certifications. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we need those things in the industry, to be a professional industry and to protect ourselves from somebody bigger coming in with more capital and taking the market, where we don't even have a chance.
Yeah, Go ahead. I was just going to say that's also the scenario on my side of the THC is when the federal government finally does whatever they do, because now it's 19 states, it's legal, and another 8 or 9 this November. But when it eventually happens, whenever that might be, I know the big boys are going to come rushing in and crush everybody else, So then you have a monopoly kind of situation. So it's the same scenario, I think, with Big Pharma. They'd love to come in and crush you guys and take over that market, don't you think?
Absolutely. I noticed in Florida, they've kind of created a monopoly. A few years ago, my sister and I were looking at the pre-proposed bills, and they made it to where only about 5 or 7 companies can actually grow. And then they are the ones that get to disperse as well. So not only do they have to make the product, they grow the flower and they can sell it. So like Trulieve is one of them. So Florida did make a monopoly on the industry, very much so. But I also, a few years back, Cheryl Schumann, who owns the Beverly Hills Cannabis Club, she partnered with a Canadian company who makes uranium and lithium, believe it or not, and they put $100 million into purchasing some cannabis companies. So I do see where Big Pharma, if you've got a product and it works, they are trying to buy up them small businesses. Yeah. Because a lot of them don't want to start, you know, have to take that time to create the product. When they're already out there, they can tweak it a little.
Yeah, we have a big life sciences industry in the state, and I'm real familiar with it. Pfizer, that's their MO, is that Pfizer does not invent anything. They buy the invention. Right. And so that's exactly how they operate.
Right.
You know, you're talking about the certification process, and I just noticed there's a newsletter that came out, or a news article that came out this week about a $200,000 fine for a company, I believe, out in the East Coast, New Jersey, I think. For they had got the product mixed up. They were doing CBD, but they also were doing THC products, and it kind of got mixed up, and people started complaining, and they found out. So there was a $200,000 fine that they were given for doing that. So, yeah, this certification process is going to be way, way important as we move forward. And that's one of the things that we are offering at the expo this year, is that this class on third-party audits and how to do that and how to look for those. So if anybody's looking at, if you're making a product at home or manufacturing and you're not third-party audited, you're not third-party certified, you want to do that, which is important as we move forward. We've got an excellent low-cost opportunity for you to attend a class and learn more about that at the expo. So,
yeah, I just want to mention, too, that we have a viewer in Puerto Rico right now that had a comment. Adelia Vanquez says, I'm working on establishing myself as an educator and hemp home builder here in Puerto Rico. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So this is a global movement. Welcome. You know, we're all in this struggle together. So, you know, it's going to be exciting, but it sure is challenging at times, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Keeps it interesting, that's for sure. So what's some of the products that you carry, Tanya? Let's talk about that.
We have the Sweet Dreams lotions. We have bamboo bedding, which is from Pure Prana. And I love it. It's soft. And we know that some cotton, so bamboo will actually help prevent wrinkles, believe it or not. And it actually helps regulate your body temperature when you're sleeping in the night.
I love it. We use bamboo sheets, and I have bamboo t-shirts. I like them better than t-shirts, honestly.
This bedding, I have to say, is, I absolutely love it. So, and then we have some hemp oil, hemp seed oil, which is a new product. We also sell diatomes. What else do we have?
Your Renew product. Let's talk about that a little bit.
The Renew lotion?
Yeah.
So that one treats the skin. It does counteract chemotherapy. So if you do have cancer, it won't allow the chemo to enter the cells. That's the only one that actually counteracts medication. Go ahead.
Hold on. So I have neuropathy. I just got done with chemo a couple months ago, and my toes are numb and my fingertips are numb. Do you have anything for that?
So our Renew lotion targets the skin. And of course, we all know that the skin absorbs vitamins and minerals. It does it with the sun, with vitamin D. Our Remedy lotion targets your nerves. Our Resupport lotion targets the bone. Our Refresh lotion targets the muscle. Our Relief lotion is our top seller, and that works for both rheumatoid and osteoarthritis. Our Rejuvenate lotion targets ligaments and tendons. Did I miss any remedy?
So you're doing this with a combination of the cannabinoids and essential oils?
So what we do is we make a 50-50 blend. I started researching cannabis research from Israel. They've been doing research for a very long time, and that's where I started my education. So I'm all self-taught. I love reading research from universities and doctors. So that's where I started, and we developed these six lines to target every part of your body. Nerves, ligaments and tendons, the skin, bone, muscle, and you can layer them too, and you can use them as often. But what we do is we make a 50-50 blend. Obviously, sometimes that ratio differs, but that's what I like, because I know that for every 26% CBD you have, you want to activate it with 6% THC. So our products, when you use a topical, and we do make ingestibles of the same name, and those can be used orally or topically. But when you are using a topical, the THC likes fat. So it gets stuck in the fat and works as a carrier for the rest of the chemical compound and other plants to enter the bloodstream. And then those plants seem to target different, like dandelion, you know, targets the heart. So each lotion has different, our Renew, for instance, has frankincense. That's why you can't use it if you're going through chemotherapy, because the frankincense blocks the chemo from entering the cell. And then, of course, you know, you're not lethargic or anything during the day, even if you take our topical, as long as you're using the correct dose.
Wow. It seems like the chiropractors and the osteopaths and folks like that, health food stores. I'm a little bit in Ann Arbor. This is like, you know, hippie central. So, I mean, it seems like that would be a perfect product for them. Are you getting any mileage out of those folks or what?
I am. I really have targeted my veterans. So we partnered with No Veteran Left Behind, which is a nonprofit organization. And they are very big with veteran crisis and the opioid addiction amongst the veteran community.
Another reason for us to talk. I'm the president of the Hero Project board, and we work with veterans. So
I'm very familiar. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Anton Harb is the face of our project because he's our veteran. I'll tell you some stuff after the show. We have some stuff that we're working out with Andrew Brisbane and the CRA. That I think you'll be interested in, but we'd love to work with you on the Hero Project too.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I'm a veteran. So I'm a woman veteran owned business. And that was the one community that I really wanted to kind of touch upon. And we've had really great success. For example, we had a woman who I had broken her leg and the doctors had put her on fentanyl. Well, she was on fentanyl patch for over a year. And it started affecting her daily life. So we helped. I went with her to her doctor and we created a plan to wean her off the fentanyl patch using our topicals. So the topical is the least invasive way to actually help with pain treatment. And we all know that cannabis is an excellent product for inflammation. And then when you add and blend the other plants to it, you're just getting not only your vitamins and minerals, but it's based off of cellular biology. So it's entering your cell. And once that cell can start functioning properly, you get healthy. You know, that's where my heart lies is trying to help our veterans deal and cope with their injuries, the mental issues. It comes with going to war, PTSD, all of that.
Yep. Here's your products.
Yep, there they are.
I'm assuming you could mail order those, order them on the website, and you ship?
Yeah, so even though we use a 50-50 blend of THC and CBDs, by the time it gets broken down, we use an organic base lotion from France. And then we add the 100% pure therapeutic grade essential oils. Each one has different plants in it, but in every single one, we use the 50-50 blend. So by the time you're done blending that, the THC level breaks down to the 0.3 that is legal. So we do ship. Yeah, those are, I have to update our website. I redid our label with all the ingredients and everything on it. I think if you go to the non-infused, you'll see the new label on there, and that has all the ingredients. And there's no harsh chemicals. We don't get, I know a lot of, especially women, we don't want an oil or a lotion that's going to sit on our skin and make us feel greasy. So we add extra vitamin E and aloe vera to our products to help with the absorption rate. Those are the new, yeah. So those are our new labels.
What's it mean, non-infused versus infused?
So non-infused is, it doesn't have the cannabis tincture oil in it.
What about CBD?
No, doesn't have any, only the infused. And really, I believe we're going to be taking that product off the market because we really don't have a need for it. With the way that our infused is blended. We are going to be updating our website very soon.
Okay. I've got
you
it.
Mentioned too. Your,
if you need help, so let me know.
We call Dave the wizard because he does our website and he is a wizard with that thing. That's for sure. So you mentioned you were military, but you didn't mention which branch you were in. What branch were you in?
I was in the U.S. Navy, stationed at the Naval Academy. I went straight there from boot camp, and then I found out that the USS Shenandoah was decommissioning, and I was like, I need to get some ship experience. So for about 2 months, I went and helped decommission that ship.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of a sailing background, right? I mean, that's what that ship is. That's a sailing ship.
Yeah. So my father owned a charter company, a sailboat charter company, and he had about 4 sailboats. He's since passed. But when they learned that I had my Class C sail quals, I was put into the sailing center at the Naval Academy, and I taught midshipmen how to sail on sailboats. And then we also did the regattas.
What kind of boats? What size boat were you sailing in there?
At the academy, they're all about 44 footers or larger.
Big. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And then we did all the maintenance and everything. I couldn't have asked for a better position, really. And even though I enlisted, I am considered wartime because I enlisted during Desert Storm.
Okay.
But yeah, there was 2 of us from 4 different companies. And actually, I was one of the first integrated companies. So we had men and women. Women had the top bunk, men had the bottom bunk. I think I was I-057, I believe, is my company. I can't believe I remember that. That's all I remember. So, yeah, we were one of the first ones to go through boot camp as an integrated company. And I also was a flag bearer. So I held the flag and was in the front row.
Wow, that's cool. Now, we need to take a quick break to thank our sponsors, but I understand you know either Tommy or Tommy Chong or Cheech.
Oh, I've met a lot of celebrities since opening the business. I got invited to a Snoop Dogg event. So I smoked some stuff with Snoop and I told him how much I loved his packaging for his brand. Tommy Chung picked up our product as a Chung's Choice product. Darren McCarty, Herman Moore from the Detroit Lions. Yeah,
Cool. Name dropper, very, name very, dropper, name dropper.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel really special, actually, you know, that they noticed us.
Well, yeah, that's great work. So I want to talk to you about people making stuff at home, but let's do that right after the break. Blaine, do you want to thank our sponsors?
Absolutely. We want to thank the Midwest iHemp Expo that's coming up in May. The 19th, we have the classes that are being held on how to get certified and the importance of what you need for third-party certifications. Again, a great class, a great price. Normally, you'd be paying thousands of dollars for that. Right now, it's $300, and I think it's $200 if you become a member to do that. So you will not get that kind of training. Peter Nielsen's going to do it. He's a very experienced auditor, and so it'll be a great primer course, if nothing else, to get you started down that road about learning how to get certified, which it's coming, folks, where this is a product that we're either ingesting or smoking or somehow we're putting it in our body, and it's going to have certifications process with it at some point. So might as well jump on the bandwagon and get that going, because you can't do that in just a week, that's for sure. We also want to thank Thursday night as well. We have the networking, which is open to anybody that wants to come and join that. It's going to be at the Radisson Hotel. That's where the training is going to be also on Thursday. The Michigan Chamber, and we want to thank them for their sponsoring of that event. Also, we want to thank Scott Colville Insurance for helping sponsor that event as well on that.
And this is the day before the expo starts. We're not even talking about the expo yet.
Yeah, this is pre-expo. Yeah. And then we want to thank Mike Brennan for all the work he's been doing with us, helping us here on this show, of course, but also all what he's doing behind us to help us promote this event. He's a great guy, and we love you, Mike, for sure. So,
Blaine, I'm touched. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll bring a couple cigars for us. We'll have to go.
Perfect. There you go. Yeah. Blaine and I are going to be giving out the Hempy Awards, and I've challenged him to wear a tuxedo on Friday night because I'm going to. Do you accept that challenge there, Blaine?
Now you're shaming me, right? So I'm going to have to
get... Okay. You have that t-shirt that looks like a tux. You can wear that, right?
I do, but I'm probably going to dress up. You know, we really need to call this a green tie event. So what we're talking about here, we're talking about Friday night.
Yep.
After the expo closes, the training and the exhibit hall closes. Anybody that's made anything with industrial hemp products, whether it be CBD or lotions or potions or wood or plastics or all those kind of great products, you can enter it in. It's really inexpensive. It's $50, kind of a fun little thing we do. We're going to vote on them. They're going to be a great kind of cool award you're going to get for that. So,
that sounds like something that Tanya should be getting involved in, right? So
she has one product that that we think will qualify for her. Yep. We do have one product that will. Yep. So,
okay.
That's Friday night. That was when that is. And then, of course, we start back up again on Saturday with all the training and the expo. And Saturday is free for anybody to attend the expo hall. There is two sets of training. One is a free part, and then one is also paid for. So, but again, a great lineup. If you go to the MidwestIHempExpo.com website, you'll see all the lists we have. Well, we were trying to cut down the speakers, and we overdid it again this year. Way overdid it compared to last time.
Like 60 or something, right?
Yeah, we had 50 last time. This time we got 70. So
70. Oh,
so much for cutting it down. But yeah, a great, great list of people that are going to be there with a lot of great information. So
lots of good content.
Yeah. So I was going to tell you what today is. So today is National Superhero Day. That's what today is.
Uh-huh.
Back in 1995, Marvel Comics employees created National Superhero Day. So this is for real people or for fictional ones as well. So, yeah.
So is Becky going to come from behind the curtain wearing a cape there?
I try to get to wear the Wonder Woman outfit.
Becky, yeah, Wonder Woman. She's got to make an appearance here.
What's going to do that? Yeah. I have a friend of mine that he says his superpowers is making beer disappear.
We all have. I have a lot of friends like that. So
I love our powers there. So
not to mention other things that they consume that they make disappear quickly, but we won't go into that. So
that's for sure. And so just a couple of events I'll mention real quick. And then Mike, I want to talk about some stuff you've got too.
Yeah.
May 4th is going to be the Hemp Open Spaces. A great event, a great lineup of speakers there. This takes place during the day. You need to register by Thursday, April 28th for this. It's going to be May 4th again. So, and you can save $20 off the $50 registration fee by using the code HempToday54. And I want to throw a shout out again to Hemp Today. They're one of our media sponsors, and we certainly will enjoy working with them, working with Kurt. We've talked about that before. Kurt is the one that took in the families from the Ukraine and is hosting them there at their facility, their site. And we're going to do a little something special at the expo to help them out, raise a little money to help cover those costs, because we know those are ongoing costs that he's got for that, for sure. I just want to mention this also. This is something that keeps kind of raising its head a little bit, but there's a very highly pathogenic avian flu that's going around in Michigan and other state parts in the United States. So you people that have backyard flocks, things like that, you want to pay close attention to this and make sure that you're doing some things to stop that spread of that. We don't want to get that into the commercial flocks at all. And really the only way to eliminate that once you get into flocks is euthanization. There's just no other way to do it on that. So be careful of that. Pay attention to that. Now, MDART has some information out on that as well if you need that. So, Mike, what do you got going on?
Well, not so good news for the hemp community. Michigan is now changing course on hemp-derived THC products. We've talked about that many times on the show, the kind of chemicals that are used. But anyway, they were going to allow the Delta 8s and 9s and whatnot to be sold, and they changed it so you had to sell them in a licensed adult use store. Well, that's not going to happen now. The regulators have withdrawn the proposal. Lots of folks were protesting, and part of it was there was some concern. In fact, we talked about it, of outstate folks coming in and just essentially, you know, undercutting everybody in Michigan because they're going to have a lot lower prices, blah, blah, blah. And so that was part of the equation. So they just nixed the whole thing. So as a lot of other states have already banned Delta 8. I'm not sure about Delta 9, but certainly Delta 8. And then now it's kind of like Michigan has done that too. I mean, how do you get around to all this, right? So that's not such a good news there. I wanted to mention, speaking of veterans, and this is not so much a veteran thing, but just folks that have various marijuana busts on their record. On May 1st, there's going to be an expungement fair for those folks. That's part of what Ryan Basor is doing in his group. They're going to be in Ypsilanti at a dispensary there from noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday. It's called the Wellflower Ypsilanti. It's on Washtenaw Avenue. If you go to MI Marijuana Report, we have a story about that. So if you got something on your record you want to get off, they'll help you do that. And I wanted to add, because I was hinting to Tanya that we have some big news to announce. We're not announcing it yet, but I'll give you a hint. One of the things we're doing at Hero Project is working with Andrew Brisbo, and Connie Maxim Spiro runs the Canna Social Equity Fund. One of the things that they're trying to get together, and hopefully we'll be announcing that in May, is when you're a veteran and you get caught smoking, you get a less than honorable discharge. We're working with some California group to be able to put together a national program to help those veterans get that less than honorable discharge off their records so they can resume and have a more normal life. It's kind of like having a felony bust, but I think you can still vote, but a lot of other things happen that really messes up your life. So we're working on that. Hopefully we'll have that together. I was just briefed by Anton Harb, who's spearheading this drive. And he said that we're like within weeks and we'll be able to announce that. So maybe at the expo, because I know Anton's going to be at the expo, right?
Yeah, Anton's one of our speakers for sure. He's going to be there. And also we'll have, of course, we're doing the expo with ASA, Americans for Safe Access. This is for the medical side, looking at that. And they're going to have also talk about the expungement as well there. So there'll be a way for people to.
We hope that. I mean, I was told by him last week that we're within days or weeks of getting that. Because Andrew, I shouldn't be sharing all this, but Andrew Brisbo just said to Anton and Connie, get it all worked out, come back to us, and we'll get this moving forward. We have got a couple other things that were going on too, but I want to save those for the expo to announce. But it's all good news, actually.
Okay. I'll just run down a little bit list to here of some upcoming events. Everybody's aware of that. So if you live in Florida, next week, they're having the 850 Hemp Summit in Tallahassee. And again, we've talked about May 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. is going to be the Hemp Open Spaces. That's coming on there. Let's see. If you're in Delhi, India, if you want to take a trip there, they've got the first annual Indy Hemp Expo. That's May 13th and 14th. So having that. And then, of course, we have our expo coming up in May the 20th and 21st. And then the next big one after that, Pennsylvania's having a hemp festival. You know, I guess I'm going to a little bit of a soapbox here. I really wish our state was getting behind the hemp business like Pennsylvania is. There's so many things that Pennsylvania is doing for their hemp growers and their hemp market there. We really got to get our state people to take a look at what they're doing there to help out, because it's just amazing what they're doing. There's a hemp house that they've just got done doing, and they're just behind this the whole way for them. So if any of the state people are listening, hey, hop on board. Let's see what Pennsylvania is doing, see how we can help grow this industry here. And then the Southern Hemp Expo is going to be in Nashville this year at the Nashville Fairgrounds. And that's going to be August 18th and 20th. So that's some of the events that are coming up.
Are either you gentlemen really up to speed on this House Bill 5512? Is this the TUI bill? You know, where I thought that, Tanya, you're not here. Could you help us out?
Yeah, I believe Michael TUI had it to where if you are on parole or probation, that they changed the law to where you are allowed to consume for your medical conditions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jamie Lowell just posted on Facebook about that yesterday, and I'm interviewing him right after the show so we can get that up, because he's trying to get everybody to contact their local representative to defeat that. So,
yeah,
because they're changing it.
You know that the Last Prisoner Project is looking for more attorneys in this state to help represent people. You know, because they're big.
So I'm not sure, Mike. We got an email from one of our IHEMP members and talking about that. And I thought some action took place on that yesterday. Did they pass it or not pass it? I'm not clear.
No, it's. I looked it up, and well, it passed the House.
Okay.
Right. So they're trying to get it, but I'm not optimistic on the Senate because it's pretty Republican controlled right now, and I don't think they're big fans of that. But who knows? And then it still has to go to Whitmer, I think, doesn't it? And she would have to sign it. And I know she's very pro-cannabis, so I don't know where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. But it would, yeah, all the stuff that Michael TUI did to get that changed, because he was affected by it, as well as a lot of other folks, they're now trying to take away. So, crazy.
You know, and there's other states. So CBD is still under attack, too, in Colorado. There's a proposed bill that will require CBD companies out in Colorado to get a marijuana license if they're processing it. So, you know, we're still constantly under attack with this, even though it's been made legal in the farm bill and everything else. We've still got all these little things that are happening. So you got to keep tuned to us and keep tuned to a lot of stuff to make sure you're keeping on top of where all this is headed for everybody. So, yeah. And I'll have a little more news, and we got a great, yummy, quick pick-me-up health and wellness little recipe for today, Mike.
Cool. I can always use that.
Yeah. And Tanya, I'm going to talk to Tanya. Had the sheets this last weekend at Rainbow Farms at the Love Fest. And Tanya, you're right. They are like silk, but they're just not the slippery, and they are wonderful. We've been having them since we bought them. And if anybody has not tried bamboo for your sheets, I tell you, they've got a great price there on those right now. And you really need to give it a try, because they are very, very comfortable.
Yeah, the Pure Prana brand is offering a special through our company, and it's $99 for any of the bed sheets.
That's a good price, yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't matter the size, whether it's a queen or a full or a king or any of that.
So in the store, and we're going to be adding that to our online store as well, it's all $99. What? I just bought a set for my mom for Mother's Day.
Should not say that.
So right now, Tanya, they'd have to call you. You'd have to call the store order, but you don't have me on your online yet to order them, right?
No, as soon as I get with our web designer, we can add that product.
Sure. Now, you're going to share something with us about how to make your own CBD? I know I'm still in your thunder, right, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to pick your brain on that, as far as people making, doing infusions at home, growing their own flower, doing the infusions, making their own craft, because it still helps people, right?
Absolutely. My suggestion is, you know, are they making it for orally? Are they making it for topical? You know, how do they want to use it? Because that's where you want to get into a good carrier oil. So, for example, avocado oil or even hemp seed oil has great omegas, lots of omegas in those oils. If you're doing an ingestible, cooking it at home with an ingestible, so that those would be the two oils that I would recommend. If you're using a topical, I would recommend those two oils for topical use. You can
avocado and
hemp seed.
Hemp seed oil. I know someone that has
hemp seed oil. Wait a minute. I think that's down on the farm, right, Glenn?
Yeah, downonthefarm.biz.
You can send me that $50 later.
It's only $15 for a bottle, yeah.
But if you're using it topically, I wouldn't recommend using coconut. I would use coconut oil just for an oral consumption product. And I would try to use the 91 degree instead of the 76 degree. And what I mean by that is the temperature at 76 degrees, it'll liquefy the coconut oil. So the higher the degree, the more pure the oil is.
Yeah, because I've experienced that myself where I make my own and then, you know, it just at room temperature, it's pretty much liquid. You know, it's like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially so I would definitely go with the higher degree. And, you know, we're partnering or we're helping a recycling company. We have other edible products. So we also do R&D, research and development for products, and we help companies come up with safe products.
So when you're adding those essential oils into a topical, now obviously you're using some high-grade essential oils. Is it just for scent, or is there a real effect that you're getting from those essential oils?
Oh, no. So they make a couple different kinds of essential oils. There's one that isn't 100% pure therapeutic grade. It has some other chemicals in it, and those are usually used for diffusers. Now I have seen companies where they're using the diffusing oil as a topical or an ingestible, which is a no-no. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that any product that you are purchasing that is using other plant-based essential oils, that they're using 100% pure therapeutic grade. Because those are the ones that you can use topically or orally, not the ones that are used in diffusers for aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. Now, you do get aromatherapy effects from the top. I'm going to use our lotion as an example. I love the way our Remedy and Rejuvenate smell. They smell really great. The Rejuvenate has lemongrass, and we source all of our essential oils from all over the world. And that's just because of the soil content. So we want to make sure that we're getting the most out of the plant. An example of that would be chamomile. I think Germany has the best chamomile as far as parts per million with the chemical compounds. So that's a big thing is I just know that there's a lot of companies that didn't know the difference. So they use the diffusing oil instead of the pure therapeutic grade.
Now, what about terpenes? You know, we've talked a few times on this show about terpenes, and it seems like that has a big effect.
Terpenes are great for the smell and flavor and all of that. And this is just a personal thing with me. I'm not really big on isolating. That's one of the reasons why we call our company Salute Synergy. So you know how you can overdose on vitamin C? But you really can if you're using the complete chemical compound of that orange. Okay. So we really like that was the issue with the pharmaceutical companies. When you start isolating, your body at a cellular level doesn't know how to react to some of those plants.
So that would be a case for having a full spectrum oil. I've never been a fan of the isolates myself, you know, as far as the cannabinoids, you know, it seems like full spectrum. So you start with the plant to get that terpene and go with the full spectrum cannabinoid.
Right. I'll give you an example. We were growing Charlotte's Web. It took me about a year and a half to get those seeds after I had placed the order. Now Charlotte's Web is supposed to be between 3% and 6% THC. Well, I developed a foliar spray for our grow. And we don't have it out on the market, but we use other like oregano, garlic, different plants, in this foliar spray. Well, when I used it on the Charlotte's Web, I couldn't get our THC level down to less than 10%. So terpenes, because all plants have their own natural terpene levels, when you're using plants to treat plants, it's actually going to raise your terpene levels. So you can do that naturally. You know, you don't have to isolate to get those higher terpenes. Right.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, there's quite the craft and science to it, isn't there?
I've always been a kind of a science nerd.
Kind of geeking out on it. Yep, that's good.
I love reading research. I absolutely love it. I do that at night. Almost every night, I'll just go on to a university. I've studied everything from COVID to cannabis to hemp to all different kinds of things.
Yeah, and there's nuggets in there. There's a lot of really bright people working on these problems. I want to tell a quick story about, I interviewed my very first audio podcast, one of my very first ones. I interviewed a young man, his name escapes me right now, but he had just got his doctorate in, you know, like he was at Tulane University studying Schedule I drugs. And he could order ecstasy or mushrooms or LSD or...
Is this going to be a confession too, Dave? But keep going.
No. See, he could order anything, like these really hard drugs. No problem. Just go to the website, you know, and it shows up. But he couldn't get marijuana. It took him a long time to get marijuana. Finally, they shipped him marijuana, and it was in a big jar with alcohol, with a handwritten note stuck to it that says, you cannot study this without the alcohol. It's like, you know, we've been, you know, it's every step of the way, it's a battle. And it's just frustrating.
So it makes you wish that the lawmakers would base the laws off of the science.
Right. And like, as you mentioned, you know, in Israel, I don't think it's legal in Israel either, but they've been doing some real, I've talked to some people over there, they're doing some incredible research, and we're getting a lot of knowledge out of there. We need that research here in the States too. We need to really open up.
Well, they're the first country to start treating their veterans with cannabis. That just happened, you know. So I would rather see someone use a plant-based product than some of the heavy opioids that are out there on the market with the pharmaceutical industries.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Israel, everybody's a veteran. They have mandatory service. Women serve 2 years and men serve 3. There are no exceptions. So,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that'll come up in trivia.
They're living in a battle zone. I mean,
that's why you have an instant militia. These people are already trained, and if bad things happen, they can mobilize them. So,
Yeah, we count our blessings that we're here in Michigan because
we
don't get earthquakes, we don't get, you know,
we don't have hurricanes, we don't have those, Tanya, let's mention
funky
again
weather,
where they can find you and how to order your products.
It cut out.
Okay, so let's mention again where they can find you, your storefront, and how they can order your products online.
So you can go to www.sweetdreams.com. That's a D, S-W-E-E-D. And then we are located, our storefront, Salute Synergy, is at 27552 Schoolcraft Road in Livonia, right on the corner of Inkster Road and 96.
Excellent. Awesome. It's great to spend some time with you, Tana. I'm going to be calling you and ordering something. I might drive down there this afternoon. I need to fix my fingers and toes, so I want to talk to you about that later. I'm going to call you.
Absolutely. Our remedy works for the nerves.
All right. Pick up some of them bamboo sheets for you and Sue, too, right?
So We've already got them.
We've got some already.
We have bamboo sheets. We have some cacao soap because we know caffeine is actually good for the skin. So, cacao soap, our lotions, bamboo bedding, the hemp seed oil. Yeah, we're building our product line. I'm really trying to partner. I'm in a veterans in residence program through Bunker Labs. So I've gotten a lot of great networking, and we're always looking for good, safe products to put in our store. And we all, obviously we want it to be plant-based.
How about Frisbees?
what's the THC level, Dave?
No, yeah, let's not go down that road. Yeah, hemp Frisbees. All right, we've got a recipe. It's about lunchtime.
The hours slipped away on us. A little past that. Just going to touch on a couple other news articles that came out that I thought were kind of interesting, because there's so much stuff that we get every day that I see from these news, and I just wish everybody could understand how the industry is moving forward. Yes, little by little, but it's moving forward. But this was an interesting one that came out. Hemp and natural fibers maker BCOMP closes in the U.S. $335 million round with Mobility and Impact Venture Capitalists, including BMW iVentures. So there are big players that are coming into this. And as we get this market set up, in which we get the infrastructure set up for this, it's going to play a huge part in all of our lives as we move forward, without a doubt, for sure. So, all right. Let's see. What do we got? Yep, we got a real easy peasy recipe today.
And we're getting close to summer. Yep.
Let's put on the hat. There we go. All right. So today's
a great one for the digestive system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That ginger, is that the trick?
This is from Medivine Food. So we got this from. And because we always like to give credit where we get this from. And this is a ginger and hemp heal yourself power smoothie. A healing anti-inflammatory antioxidant rich smoothie with fresh ginger, hemp seed, maca root powder, and blueberries. And blueberries is coming into harvest pretty soon here. Believe it or not, it's hard to believe, but spring is actually going to come one of these days. The ingredients in this thing is one ripe banana, a half cup of frozen blueberries, a heaping tablespoon of grated ginger, 2 tablespoons of shelled hemp seeds, a heaped teaspoon of maca powder, one heaped teaspoon of tahini, and 3/4 cup of water or plant-based milk. Blend until creamy smooth and enjoy immediately. So this is like a total time 5-minute thing until it's in your yummy, yummy tummy. So we've got a bunch of recipes we've been storing on the iHemp Michigan website under the recipes category. Feel free to try those. There's a lot of great ones. This weekend's supposed to be kind of a nice weekend. So certainly get out and enjoy your grilling. One of the things we haven't talked about, Dave, that's a big event we got going on this weekend, is the Hempcrete workshop.
We did not. That's in 2 days. Wow. Yeah, we have a lot of people showing up. We're going to build a doghouse with hemp herd.
Yep. And I've got the doghouse, Dave. I picked it up yesterday. So, absolutely.
So you're going to be heading this way soon.
Yeah, that'll be
good. It'll certainly be fireproof. So if that dog is smoking in there, he won't burn it down.
That's a true statement. So it's going to be a grow green. Dave, have we got an address for that anywhere? Maybe
in Whitmore Lake. If you Google grow green Whitmore Lake,
I believe it's right off the highway.
It is.
And thanks from 11 to 4 is when we're going to be doing that.
That's only 10 miles north of me. I was going to go to that reggae festival in Ypsilanti in the morning, shoot some video. I could roll right into yours and shoot some video too. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll get your hands dirty.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. I want to look at that hemp doghouse too. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get in the doghouse. So,
well, you know, I hate to say it, Mike, but I don't think either one of us, Dave or you or me, could fit into this. It's going to be a pretty good sized doghouse, but I still don't think either one of us could fit in that.
Wow. So. Okay.
All right, Tanya, thank you for spending
great shows coming up here in the future for sure. Next week, we're going to have Mark with the Hemp Seed Company out of Canada is going to be on. And then we're really excited too. On May the 5th, we're going to have Robin and Hannah, from Canopy U.S. Seed. But what we're going to talk about, even though they have seeds, that's what they do here. They have overseas, and here they got a great variety of seeds. But really, we're going to talk on that show about what they're doing with the food products over there. Great show. Going to be talking about that. So.
Oh, before you sign off, I wanted to mention something that you worked out for my audience. Some of them probably be watching. Is if you use the code MMR and you want to get an exhibitor's booth at the Midwest iHemp Expo, you save an additional $151, right, David?
Yes, sir.
So MMR, Michigan Marijuana Report, we cut that deal trying to get our, because it's both cannabis and hemp folks are going to be there, but heck. And if you join iHemp, it's even better, right, Dave? I'm shelling for you. Go for it,
yes,
Dave.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. An extra $100. Don't delay.
I'm going to start on the program. We're ordering the bags tonight. You know, it's TikTok. If you're thinking about doing something, we need to move. So.
If you want to get your name out there to the public and let them know, folks, this is where the magic happens, all right? We can do all these virtual things, and we love doing this show, and we love having Tanya and everybody else on here. The magic happens when we're able to get together and talk and
in person
and meet face to face. And that's where the magic happens. So, all right. That's all I got, guys.
All right. Peace and love.
Right, thank you guys, everybody, for having me.
All right. Don't forget to contact me. You know, so. All right.
Thank you for listening to the iHemp Michigan podcast. Have a question, comment, or suggestion? Email Dave at ihempmichigan.com.